prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Right, Frank? Magical engineer Frank. He's ready to roll. Everybody's rested from a great long weekend, holiday weekend. I hope everybody had a good time and was safe and healthy. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about a little bit of the ethical dilemmas within scientific medicine. We've got some new reports on that. And we got some more things we're going to cover in our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. Hope you are too. So today's devotional puts us here in 1 Timothy chapter 6. It says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we carry nothing out." And 1 Timothy 6 goes on to say, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many arrows. It sounds like that hurt. Well, it does physically and spiritually in the end. If you love money and you worship money, so I pray you don't do that. It's just a tool. God owns everything anyway. Think of it that way. And so seek the Lord's face, mind the time it grows short, because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, we're going to cover this a little bit more in the first part, in the first segment. This is a Canadian doctor, Dr. Patrick Phillips, is saying, hey, COVID, the COVID response is dismantling the ethics established after World War II. He's talking about the scientific ethic code, medical code, because, you know, supposedly lots of unethical experiments were carried out during World War II, and they want to put a stop to that. So codes were put in place that a lot of the courts recognize. So he's saying COVID is dismantling. Maybe. We're going to get into that in a little bit in the first segment of the show, but moving along in the quack report. Here it is. COVID vaccine injury reports among 12 to 17-year-olds more than triple in 1 week, according to the VIRS data showing. 4,400 deaths reported as of May 21st. That's 23% occurred within 48 hours of the vaccine. 16% occurred within 24 hours. And 38% occurred within 48 hours. So, according to the VIRS data, 20% of the deaths were related to cardiac disorders. 54 were, those who died, were male. 44% were female. And the remaining death complaints, have to be validated. The average age of death was 74.4 years. The youngest deaths reported were 15 years of age. And 16-year-olds, also on the list, reported deaths from children under 16, could not be confirmed, though. As of May 21st, over 1,600 pregnant women reported adverse events related to COVID, including 527 reports of miscarriages and premature births. Over 2,500 cases of Bell's palsy reported, 52%, after the Pfizer vaccine, 41% after the Moderna, 9% after the J&J vaccine. There were 238 reports of Guillain-Barré syndrome, with 43% of the cases attributed to the Pfizer, 38% to Moderna, and 23% to the J&J vaccine. Over 74,000 reports of anaphylactic shock, 39% of the cases were from Pfizer's vaccine, 50% from Moderna, and 10% from the J&J. There were over 4,400 reports of blood clotting disorders. Of those, over 1,800 reports were attributed to Pfizer, over 1,300 reports were for Moderna, and over 1,100 for the J&J. Can you imagine if that was a supplement doing that, Frank? It wouldn't be on the market. Moving along in the quack report, apparently some research says the COVID pandemic had kids at home, not in school, not playing outside in the playground, made their eyesights worse, according to doctors, because they were doing a lot of tablet work. Eye doctors say this, children are many of them have worse eyesight because of virtual school that they were dealing with. They have, myopia. More children with severe myopia. So that's, nearsightedness. Apparently one of the doctors here says, we know that focusing up close and not being outside has increased the rate of myopia, according to Dr. Julia Haller. She's an ophthalmologist at Wills Eye Hospital in Philadelphia. She also says there's been a huge impact from the pandemic. She says this is what she thinks promoted it. Next up in the quacker, CDC is now looking at heart muscle inflammation cases among those who received the mRNA vaccines. This is the Center for Disease Control. They're investigating reports of heart muscle inflammation from the COVID vaccines. And according to the Public Health Agency, a small number of teens and young adults report myocarditis following their second vaccine dose. So they're looking into it, but nothing's been set in stone as to what the cause is. And last but not least in the Quack Report, Iowa passes a constitutional amendment declaring no right to abortion. So Iowa senators approved a proposal making into state constitution declaring that people in that state don't have a right to an abortion. The Senate passed the measure 30-18 last Wednesday. The House approved it 54-38 the previous day. They said to defend the dignity of all human life and to protect unborn children, we the people of the state of Iowa declare that this constitution does not recognize, grant, or secure the right to abortion or require the public funding for abortion. So there you go. Lawmakers there in Iowa. And, of course, they sharply rebuked their Supreme Court's case in 2018, which was on the opposite opinion. There you go. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. All right. Well, we got lots to talk about, and we best get to it because this hour is going to fly by as we speak. So let's talk about some of these ethical dilemmas medicine is dealing with. And, you know, recently we just mentioned the Canadian emergency room physician, Dr. Patrick Phillips. He kind of sounded the alarm there that the COVID is helping to dismantle scientific and medical ethics. Well, the truth is the ethics have been under fire for many years. COVID has just highlighted the problems. Now, I've reported on this lack of effectual oversight and accountability surrounding scientific research years ago. And there are really no enforceable laws to punish those stepping outside the ethical bounds. Remember that, Frank? We went into all that stuff where they were taking science research offshore so they can get away with stuff they shouldn't, you know, and all that stuff. So there's really no enforceable laws to punish those stepping outside of these ethical bounds. And there are no national standards in research, let alone global ones. So nations can't collaborate and agree on stuff. So here's Dr. Phillips. He's saying COVID is dismantling established ethics set in place during World War II, the Nuremberg Code. The Nuremberg Code. You remember that, Frank? Do you remember the Nuremberg Code? I remember it being mentioned in my grandparents' house because, you know, they raised a family during World War II, but some people may not know what that is. But for those who remember World War II, the Nuremberg Code actually set into place research ethics and principles for human experimentation. So it was drafted by the United States, and it was inspired by the Nuremberg trials. Now, although the code is not binding, international medical tribunals recognize this authoritative source in the courts. So the code is supposed to prevent experiments of cruelty and exploitation to people and also prisoners of war. Now, the issue that we have today is that things like the Hippocratic Oath and the Nuremberg Code rests on voluntary cooperation. So physicians today, a lot of them, the new ones, the newbies, the young ones coming up, not the guys wanting to retire, but the new ones, physicians today feel that such oaths and restrictions are old-fashioned, they're outdated, and it prevents research from reaching its true potential. So young doctors today don't take the Hippocratic Oath anymore. Now, experiments were to be done for the greater good of society, not to diminish society, you know, not to do that. So informed consent actually is born out of the Nuremberg Code. That's where we get this. So today, drug companies, corporate healthcare systems, and even Congress, they violate informed consent on a daily basis. Well, let's look at, you know, Frank, there's four types of consent. Four. I didn't know there was four types. Did you know there was four types? Some people, you know, they're in their legal books and they may know this, but I didn't know. I just knew there was informed consent. But there's four types of consent. So the legal system recognizes four types of consent. The first one is implied consent, which means not expressly granted by the person, but implicitly granted by their actions, the facts and circumstances of a particular situation. Yeah, that's what they're saying. So it's implied. The next one is express consent, which is a valid consent given in writing or orally. And you have witnesses, I would think. Informed consent, everybody knows about this, but this is a process of getting permission before conducting any healthcare intervention on a person. And then there is the unanimous consent. It's a political procedure, often referred to as the general consent. They use that in Congress. They use that in the British courts, unanimous consent. You know, they all vote and whatever. Here's another quote from Dr. Patrick Phillips. He says, I was taught in medical school that the bedrock of the Nuremberg Code is a free and fully informed consent for all patients. To only promote public health measures is a denial of the rights of those patients. Uh-huh. Yeah, so you want to promote public health, but you don't want to give them all the facts. Apparently, that's a problem. So he's talking about science and truth. I don't know. Do those two words go together? Something tells me they may not. But the problem science and the medical science are having is that it's kind of an old one. It's about greed, is basically what I'm seeing. If the men and women in scientific medicine have an agenda that promotes themselves and benefits themselves, well, then there's going to be problems. It's just the nature of man. If there are no punishments handed out for those violating ethics, then what is stopping these people, such people, from exploiting the system? So Dr. Phillips states in Canada that physicians take an oath of science and truth. And he says, the science and truth declaration is all about informed consent and patient rights. The government is asking us to go against our oath and our ethics of putting patients first. And to do otherwise violates a doctor's pledge to use evidence-based medicine for patients. 151 diverse group of physicians in Canada are standing up and are brave enough to follow the Nuremberg Code, end of quote. So let's pray for those 151 brave souls, shall we, because they're wanting to do what's right. Well, let's just back up to this study in 2012. Remember I said it's, you know, this problem, this ethical dilemma has been around a while? It's been around. University of Notre Dame, December 2012, they published this report about emerging ethical dilemmas in science and in the technology sector that's merging with medical science. So the Riley Center there researched the ethical and political problems where science and technology intersect, and there are different disciplinary perspectives that no one really can agree on. So promoting the advancement of science seems to kind of outweigh a lot of ethics. So the areas that they saw had some real issues that they said we need to really nail this down. Don't think they have yet, though, Frank. I don't think so. Here's the list. And we've talked about this one. Personalized genetic healthcare. Personalized genetic healthcare, you know, where they take your genetic code and they tailor and make a treatment for you out of your genes, that kind of stuff. They said that's a real problem. They said genome sequencing and how do you protect a patient's DNA without that information being exploited or even patented. Can you imagine, Frank? You go and you're going to get some sort of personalized genetic healthcare treatment and they patent your DNA and they want to sell it back to you. Think about it. It could happen. It really could. Also, hacking was on the list. Hacking into medical devices was a concern, like pacemakers, robots doing surgery. They didn't know how to secure those things, and they still don't. Also, driverless cars seemed to bother them. That was on the list. Who's liable for injury and other legal matters? Mm-hmm. Right, driverless cars. I mean, who's insured? Who isn't insured? Who's going to pay the hospital bill? 3D printing was on the list, making medical devices anyone could print. They said they were worried it could cut out the medical equipment manufacturing sector. I don't know, you 3D print your own pacemaker or something? I don't know. They're worried about it. Climate change was on the list, and they said it influences healthcare with adapting strategies. And they just wanted to know, they need a set of guidelines. Also, low quality or counterfeit pharmaceuticals. Now, these are drugs that are coming out of other countries overseas. They're really not under the oversight of the FDA inspectors and that kind of thing. But they're in a dilemma because a lot of these drugs now are made in these overseas drug companies for life-saving medications, but they violate U.S. patent laws, so they really have a quandary about this. Let's see, what else? Automated systems or artificial intelligence was on the systems treating patients without human input. They have an issues. They just, who is liable? Oh, the computer error. I am sorry, but that's the risk you take. How about human and animal hybrids was also on their list. They said the ethics and of interspecies and what laws govern them. Why would they want to even go there? You know, these people are just... data collection and privacy was on their list. You know, how big data can be secure, they still don't know. And also human enhancements was on the list. So drug, surgical, mechanical, neurological enhancements were on their list. How do they affect biological function? And do they magnify biological function beyond social norms? And where do we draw the line in body enhancements? That's what they were asking. You know, I mean, Is turning somebody into a cyborg going a little too far? Maybe a question. What do you think, Frank? You must be assimilated into the collective. Anybody that knows Star Trek knows that. So the scientific and the healthcare industries don't have their regulatory act together on much of this, even to this day. So one side of this aisle wants to proceed cautiously with regards to ethics and morals and all those uniform things, code. And the other side wants to kick those relics aside and get on with the advancements. Okay? So you've got a generation gap. Big generation gap here. In the ethical and moral scientific world here. So you know what? We got to pray for those people in positions that may be influencing, that have power over these things, so they're not going to unlawfully or immorally be persuaded to promote unethical decisions. We got to pray for those folks because it affects millions. It'll affect people. You'll say, oh, it won't affect me. It could affect someone you know. Your grandchildren, for instance. Your in-laws. Right? Maybe someone you work for could influence and affect your employment. So, I mean, everything's intertwined now. There's a big domino effect. So don't think it wouldn't affect you. It can affect you. So keep in mind, you have a lot of power right now. God's given you this precious gift of power where he says, utilize my herbs, the medicinal herbs. And from Genesis to Revelation, he says that they're convenient. They're here for the service of man and for the healing of the nations. So I did a report recently where, for those of you that are being told, hey, once COVID's in the body, you can't get rid of it. Scientific medicine says not so fast. So we did a, if you missed that show, go back and listen to the archives, because, the immune system is quite capable of kicking those things to the curb. And thank God for that, right? That's who we have to thank. So, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They specialize in immune support, metabolic support, and organ cleansing. And you'll be surprised what you can do with a professional strength herbal formula and instructions on use. You'll be amazed at how successful you can be at these things. Even though you don't know where to start, they'll hold your hand and show you how to do that. So go to thepowerherbs.com. That's their web address. Right now you'll see up on there their homepage. They have in the Memorial Day sale that runs through the 6th. So this is a great time to save 20% on orders of $50 or more. Coupon code to use is FLAG21, but of course if you don't shop online, that's not a problem. You can just give them a call toll free. Tell them you want to use the coupon. The number's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You're partnering up with God and His herbs. And herbs are just one of those historical, empirical history kind of elements that, you know, will never go out of style. They'll never not be powerful. You know, herbs are never going to go out of style. They're here for with medicinal purposes for man, and they'll be here until God says they're not. So thepowerherbs.com, take the power back. Get a free catalog. They do have that. They are working on a new issue of the catalog, but it's not ready yet. So you can get the one that they do have in stock and start learning how you can be empowered and well and not in fear. Who wants to live in fear? Not me. No. Thepowerherbs.com. If you're on the website and you do have an email account, you can sign up for their free online newsletters. You can get the American Survival and the Health Quest. Both are really great, and you'll have healthy topics in each one, and you'll be amazed. And you can, you know, pass that information on to family and friends and empower them. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. You know, Frank, I got a call, very interesting call the other day from a listener who apparently thinks God's herbs should be more affordable, okay, should be, I'd say, free, I guess is the word we're looking for. And I can tell this person was a little disappointed, you know, that they weren't free. And so I was saying, well, you know, you could go get some herb seeds and plant them and grow some herbs. But then again, you'd have to buy the seeds and you'd have to have land. You'd have to buy land. Or if you didn't have land, you'd have to buy containers and put soil in it and plant your seeds. And then you'd have to buy that, pay for that. And then you'd have to water them. And, of course, you'd have to pay for the water. And then once your herbs grew up and you harvested them, then you would have to make them into whatever it is you're making them into and then put them in containers. Of course, that costs money, too, the containers and how you did it all, you know. So you know, it's a process just like anything else, and it costs money. So our herbs, I'm sorry to say, aren't completely free, but they will make you freer of your health care problems, your everyday health care problems. So give them a call at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Long in the segment, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age,
age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Back here, and I thought we'd take a few minutes and kind of explore our vision and brain problems, especially now with COVID, people having, you know, vision and hearing issues, dementia from COVID vaccines have all been listed as side effects, and prion proteins and all that stuff. So I thought we'd kind of touch on some of these things. A lot of neurological disorders, you know, regardless of a COVID vaccine, we've had them, and lots of forms of dementia in the United States. Actually, that's been a plague more than the COVID has been. We've been having all kinds of plagues, heart disease, kidney disease. That's a plague, but we don't have shutdowns for it. So recent research is looking at some connections between brain health that influences our vision issues, and man is hard at work in the medical system to focus on, you know, the causes of the condition. No, they're hard at work to focus on managing the symptoms of the condition. So They want to address the symptoms and not really the illness. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't have heart disease if they did that. We wouldn't have cancer. We wouldn't have a lot of these neurological issues if they looked at causes. So we're going to take a look at some of the research that is suggesting there's this link now between neurological and vision problems and how we can help ourselves. So if you think about it, your eyes are part of your brain. They're neurological tissue. We tend to not think of them that way, but they are. And people that are taking lifelong medications and they think they're in pretty good health, no, you're not. You're propped up by these drugs. That's not considered good health. You know, you take those drugs away and what happens to you? Well, you probably metabolically crash and burn. But taking the drugs just to manage symptoms but not deal with the cause of the symptom is really an ethical problem in medicine, in my book. But healing people is not as affluent. They're not going to be as affluent in the medical community if they healed everybody. So they got to make money to prop up that medical system. So a lot of people in the medical community are looking at trauma care and doing some research there on an area to see if they can guess what areas of the brain are connected to the vision. Real health and healing has eluded a lot of the medical profession, evidenced by the numbers of sick people and on constant drugs. So globally, there's 1 billion people with neurological disorders, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, ALS, epilepsy, migraines, stroke, neuroinfections, and even some more things. Like, you know, I'm time to list them all. So 1 in 6 people living full lives is basically what we have there. So the American Academy of Neurology posted some information that the demand for neurological care has kind of ballooned out of proportion and control, and there's really not enough neurologists entering the healthcare field for the future of society in this area. So they reported that the United States will experience a decrease in availability of neurologists by about 20% and the next 3 years. So by the year 2020, they said you should start to see this problem. So I used to work for neurologists, neurosurgeons too. Neurosurgery is really grueling training. A lot of doctors didn't want to go into that. But it is a grueling training experience in medical school and in residency. Few medical students really want to enroll in that specialty. So in just 8 years, from 2000 to 2008, the demand and expense for neurological care grew by 48%. Stroke is the leading cause of death in the United States, and Alzheimer's, or it's one of them, neurological leading causes, I should say, in the U.S. Alzheimer's is the 6th cause of death, and millions of people are suffering only to be treated with medications that reduce or slow down symptoms while they die of slow death, basically. So patients are really told to accept that within the course of their treatment, and it's an expensive healthcare treatment plan and with no cure in sight. So most of the medications prescribed, let's say for the Alzheimer's disease, are kind of useless and really put patients at a risk of side effects. And every person should really take a look at this and see how serious this is as a warning, as they are not – so people, you know, basically can practice prevention for themselves and not get in this sticky wicket. So what type of prevention could we practice? Well, here's some suggestions. You want to avoid inoculations which promote neurological disorders. You want to avoid exposure to EMF emissions, dirty electricity from cell phones and smartphones as much as you can. Avoid cookware and drinking containers made with heavy metals like aluminum. Also avoid contaminated seafood that has a lot of mercury in it. And also utilize some nutrition in your foods, in your spices, in your herbs that help strengthen the body and the neurological system. And you can resist a lot of disease. So we'll get into that in a little bit. Now, researchers at Rutgers have published also some findings. This is back in August 2017, and they're suggesting an association between Alzheimer's disease and vision loss. So the findings seem to affect nearsightedness, distance, vision. So nearsightedness seems to be less affected when in conjunction with dementia or other cognitive diseases. So the scientists suggest that vision screening could be actually a potential early detector to the risk of dementia. Here's what they stated. Alzheimer's disease has multiple cognitive subtypes, and these are usually broken down into memory, language, executive attention, and visuospatial functions. The variant where visual symptoms are prominent due to the localized pathology in the parasympathetic region is often referred to as visual variant Alzheimer's disease. So what the research is saying is that there needs to be more attention made to the possibility of the interconnection between the eyes and the brain, and that neurodegenerative diseases could be an extension of the central nervous system and various diseases there. So the eyes are formed while in the womb from the brain's anterior neural tube and later develop into the forebrain region. So indicator there could be a connection. So let's look at some nutrition that we could get into the brain and into our eyes. Let's see. Since the brain and eyes are connected, there are nutrients that can assist them both. So foods and spices and herbs that contain zinc and antioxidants have positive effects. Research from Science is suggesting that the lack of zinc has a big role to play in the development of Alzheimer's. So research is also showing that supplements with organic zinc, antioxidants, and copper seems to slow down the progression of even wet version of macular degeneration of the eye. So health experts say that the fruit from the mambi fruit from found in Florida and in Mexico and in South America, they offer antioxidants to assist the eye. So the mambi fruit, if you can find some of that. Some more brain food, though. Let's see. I've also talked with a lot of people, and rosemary seems to be coming up on the list as a really great brain aid. And by the way, we add that to the brain concentrate at Apothecary Herbs. It's a formula for helping your memory. So rosemary is an excellent circulatory anti-inflammatory herb and has lots of antioxidants, and it works very well with ginkgo and other herbs in conjunction with cognitive function. So I would avoid using rosemary oil, though, due to stronger compounds found in a concentrated oil. Typically should be used for topical use, not internal use. So pregnant women also may want to avoid rosemary as it can promote uterine spasms. Don't want to do that. So use caution if you're using medicinal amounts of rosemary. You know, if you're taking drugs that can interfere with medication. So if let's say you're on diuretics, ACE inhibitors, anticoagulants, or lithium for manic depression, you want to avoid using medicinal amounts of rosemary. So let's look at some of the wonderful herbs with zinc. So here's a list of some of the herbs high in concentrations of zinc. Skullcap, pumpkin seed, your hot peppers with capsaicin in them, sage, wild jam, spirulina, chickweed, echinacea, astragalus, nettle, Siberian ginseng, and Dult's seaweed all have great zinc components in there. Some of your antioxidant foods, you probably already know about them. A lot of people want to pepper them into their diet, and one serving a day is insufficient, really. You should have 1 to 2 servings per day. So blueberries, strawberries, goji berries, broccoli, cranberries, green tea, pomegranates, spinach, and kiwa seeds, all great. So you might want to check those out. So also, you know, nutrition is what the body needs to rebuild, to regenerate, to heal with. And we have turned to drug therapy instead. And this is not what the body needs or what God intended. So we start to think about our ailments really as nutritional problems. It's a whole different world. So we have more than 50% chance, though, of resolving them compared to the conventional way of using toxic drugs to force a chemical change in the metabolism and then just control a symptom rather than give you a cure. So using organic nutrition does require faithful use to help restore a lot of the lost reserves and nutrition buildup. You have to build them back up. So when you use, you know, whole foods, whole food supplements, you can avoid a lot of mistakes using the synthetic products that don't have a balanced chemistry, and the body struggles with that. So other things to really think about is the basic elements and that we need, the body needs. These are like your life support elements. So science and health authorities and even government agencies would have you think that any substance that causes a metabolic change in the body is a drug and must be monitored and heavily regulated by those governing bodies. But under that broad definition, the following would be considered drugs by their proclamation: water, oxygen, vegetable and fruits, meat, grains, seeds and nuts, herbs and spices, and even your sunlight. So be aware of that. So controlling what is defined as a drug means losing all your freedoms over the very simple elements which, you know, sustains life. See? So when a few control the legal availability of these elements, they control life in general. And that's what that's why governments want to control healthcare. So, it started out though with, you know, healthcare insurance. And then the current Global Food Harmonization Code, or the Codex Code, and then the FDA tells the public it's to secure the safety. So the FDA is all about safety. That's what they drum into your head. And there would not be any prescription medications on the market without their safety approval. And some of the most dangerous medications are allowed to remain on the market. Think about it. It's when there's an obvious problem. It's when they yank it. And it's kind of an embarrassing thing. So, well, I just like to look for things that empower me, that soothe the body, regenerate the body, heal the body. The body is able to heal itself. The body is an amazing thing. The immune system is an amazing thing. And the problem is scientific medicine wants to control all that. You know, to the point of not being good. So if you're looking for, I guess, healthcare solutions that are gentle and effective, then give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get their catalog. You'll see some things in there you probably never even thought about using, you know. And they're considered foods. Foods, medicinal foods. So when God put into place your food groups and your medicinal plants and your spices, there's balanced chemistry profiles there, and they're repeated in a lot of places. So let's say if you're looking at calcium in plants, your green leafy vegetables, fruits like oranges, or herbs like horsetail, the chemistry is the same, and it's there for a reason. Okay, so God's brilliant, can't reinvent his copyright there, and the body loves it. The body just loves it. So very soothing, gentle, and the body's able to regenerate and heal itself. So but the liver loves milk thistle because the antioxidants in it. You want to regenerate a liver? Milk thistle. So get tools, get informed, and get busy, and get your life back. Take the power back. And give them a call at the toll-free number and get a catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're international, dial 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. Get their free catalog. They do ship internationally. Some European Union countries won't let herbs in, so you have to check. But if you're in Australia, the UK, New Zealand, you certainly can import some of those herbs. If you're in Arab Emirates in Germany, no, can't get those in. Very restrictive over there. So fortunately here in America, you have options, and I pray you keep them. Keep those options open and don't let them take them from you. Powerherbs.com is the web address. You want to check them out. Sign up for those newsletters and get informed each and every week through email. Can't mail it to you, but email mailing, you'll get it. So look for that. Just click on books and newsletters and sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com. All right, so we got a few minutes here. And since we were talking about the ethics thing, remember then they were really concerned about personalized genetic healthcare where they're, you know, CRISPRing and changing genetic code and all that stuff, and they don't have any ethic laws in place regarding any of that stuff, anything that would, you know, have any power. Well, let's talk about the antibody technology, the re-engineering of your antibodies that science is underway doing. You may have heard of synthetic antibodies, maybe not, but these are therapeutic medicines that they're working with and wanting to disperse. So in this new area of technology, which is still very experimental, the synthetic antibodies are called regeneration, or I like to call it an antibody cocktail. So these are new drugs designed for supposedly viral infections and other types of disease. So we're going to take a look and see. Here is a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, April 2009. It said, a century ago, antibodies were regarded as a magic bullet that would selectively strike disease hotbeds in the human body. So they want to tap into that power, do they? So here's some research. Now, this was done in 1975, research by Paul Urich, also in 1908. Paul Urich's research sparked an idea of making immune system antibodies through technology. So Urich's research received a Nobel Prize, along with, you know, the colleagues that worked with him on it. So the concept went really beyond copying what the human immune system does to using antibodies to reshape immunity. So that's what they want to do. They want to reshape your human immune system. So the problem that science is facing over the last 100 years in going with this idea, this hypothesis, and making man-made antibodies is that the human body really doesn't like them. Okay, the human body likes to make its own antibodies. So there's some disadvantages here they're trying to overcome. So science has made adjustments, though, over the last century, and with the help of genetic engineering technology, they're about 50% ready for the antibody therapeutics that are under development for infectious disease, cardiovascular disease, and autoimmune diseases. So I think President Trump may have gotten one of those experimental antibody drugs, too. So the investment field in this type of science is kind of huge, $21 billion, and it's going to get bigger. So the interesting aspect is that more than 85% of the synthetic antibody therapeutics are drugs designed to reshape your organic antibodies. So they're going to take over your organic antibodies, which I think is frightening. So these are genetically engineered antibodies, and they contain cytokines, which are proteins, as an immune system signaling agent, and that influences the interferon and interleukin and the growth factors in certain cells, along with other effects on the human cells. So they're going to disrupt your immune system's communication, and that's what you're seeing in the mRNA vaccines. Also, the antibody drug conjugates, these are drugs that target a therapy like certain cells, and then also the toxin bacterias that are in there, they bind to the cells. So it's kind of a delicate process, and the cells of your human immune system are very important, and science describes synthetic antibodies as a delicate process as well, as the mechanisms for your antibody functioning and the interaction with pathogens and other organisms is very sophisticated. So what the medicine has contrived is to use bio informatics to model the human immune system cells by breaking down their components, their compounds, and then synthesizing those. Then they program the properties in the synthesized cells with antibody cells, with genetic cell engineering technology. So the way that they can direct the synthetic antibody to attach to certain cells, like a cancer cell or a disease, and then they can create a new line of therapeutic medicines from it. Here's a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute Health. Thanks to gene engineering, researchers managed to decompose antibodies and compose new constructions. New constructions. You know, I kind of like and trust God's construction. I'm going to stick with that. Thanks. So they got these things in clinical trials. Regeneron cocktail is supposedly to be used on patients who have immune system unable to overcome an infection like supposed COVID. Regeneron's antibody cocktail rapidly reduced viral load and associated symptoms in the COVID-19 patients, and the greatest treatment benefit was in patients who had not mounted their own effective immune response, and Regeneron could provide a therapeutic substitute for the low response. That's George Yannakopoulos, MD, President of Chief Science Officer at Regeneron. So Regeneron, you know, has been going through human trials. Short and long side effects are kind of unknown at this point. So there are side effects with any treatment, but they just don't know what you're going to get with this. People who did well on the cocktail still had low levels of detectable viruses after treatment, which in theory could cause problems, according to one of the virologists at Vanderbilt University. So working out the bugs on this artificial antibody thing. What do you think, Frank? You want a shot at artificial antibodies? You want somebody to manufacture some synthetic antibodies and shoot them up in there? See what they'll do? Wow. They're saying they're going to work for people that don't have antibodies that work well. I think they're just going to stick it in any kind of serum, to be honest. What'd you say, Frank? I'm better off with garlic. I tend to agree with you there. Garlic is antiviral, bacterial, fungal, yeast. It's awesome. Put that in a syringe. No, just eat it. All right, I'm out of time. Don't forget, get your catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs and take advantage of their Memorial Day sale that's still running through the 6th. Save 20% on orders of $50 or more. Use the coupon code FLAG21 and save. Give them a call at 866-229-3663 or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.